This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and a senior U.S. diplomat in Geneva will announce this Monday that Washington will return to the U.N. Human Rights Council as an observer with an eye towards seeking election as a full member. The decision is likely to draw criticism from conservative lawmakers and many in the pro-Israel community. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pulled out of the world's body's main human rights agency in 2018 due to its disproportionate focus on Israel, which has received by far the largest number of critical council resolutions against any country, as well as the number of authoritarian countries among its members, and because it failed to meet an extensive list of reforms demanded by then U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. In addition to the council's persistent focus on Israel, the Trump administration took issue with the body's membership, which currently includes China, Cuba, Eritrea, Russia, and Venezuela, all of which have been accused of human rights abuses. Although the U.S. will have only non-voting observer status on the council through the end of 2021, the official said the administration intends to seek one of three full member seats currently held by Austria, Denmark, and Italy from the Western Europe and other states group. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he will not lift economic sanctions against Iran unless Tehran first cuts its uranium enrichment back to the level it agreed to in a 2015 international treaty aimed at restraining its development of nuclear weapons. Biden said on CBS in an interview that aired Sunday that he wants the U.S. to rejoin the nuclear treaty with Iran that former President Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. from, but when asked whether the U.S. would lift sanctions first to get Iran to return to negotiations, Biden simply replied, no. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's defenders in the U.S. Senate rallied around him Sunday before his impeachment trial coming Tuesday, dismissing it as a waste of time and arguing that the former president's fiery speech before the U.S. Capitol insurrection does not make him responsible for the violence that occurred January 6th there. In an interview on ABC's This Week, U.S. Senator Roger Wicker says there may be other options to hold Donald Trump responsible.
If being held accountable means being impeached by the House and being convicted by the Senate, the answer to that is no. Now, if there are other ways in the court of public opinion, or if some criminal charge dawns on some prosecutor, perhaps there's another avenue there.
The Senate is set to launch the impeachment trial Tuesday to consider the charge that Trump's fighting words to protesters at a Capitol rally, as well as weeks of falsehoods about a stolen and rigged presidential election, provoked a mob to storm the Capitol. Five people died as a result of the melee, including a police officer. At least nine people are dead. Dozens remain missing in India after a part of a glacier in the Himalayas broke off, releasing a torrent of water and debris that slammed into two hydroelectric plants. Experts say the disaster Sunday appears to point to global warming. Video from India's northern state showed the muddy floodwaters tumbling through a valley and surging into a dam, breaking into pieces with little resistance before roaring on downstream. The disaster turned the countryside into what looked like an ash-colored moonscape. Many villages were evacuated. Power plants further downstream were saved by opening up their gates. Hundreds of rescuers were working into the night to find trapped victims. More than 1,000 people gathered in Myanmar's main city on Monday in a new protest against last week's military coup that ousted the leader Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. The rally drew enthusiastic crowds shouting slogans and holding up signs like "Say No to Dictatorship" and "We Want Democracy." The demonstrators are seeking to roll back last Monday's seizure of power by the military. They're demanding the release from detention of Suu Kyi, the country's ousted leader, and other top figures from her National League for Democracy party. And U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the country is still in a deep hole with millions of lost jobs, but that President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion relief plan could generate enough growth to restore full employment by next year. Republican senators argued that Biden's proposal is too expensive. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.